This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here we go. It'll be Wolf and Team in the Jump. Tap controlled by the Birds of Southwestern, and they will get it to start. Carlinville kind of come out in a 1-2-2 zone piece, it does appear, as Southwestern handles on the wing with Novak. Ball is jarred loose, picked up by Bates, and Southwestern turns it over on their first possession. A diagonal pass from Olroy down to Griffith. She hits the deck, tumbles into the mat. And it'll be out of bounds off of Southwestern. Just underway, girls semifinal here at North Mac High at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. First girls tournament back in 1980. Nice out of bounds play to Griffith. She was all alone and missed it. Offensive rebound to Tiemann. Missed it. Rebound to the floor. Going to have a jump ball as Tiemann got to the floor quickly, as did Riley Smith for Southwestern on the arrow. It'll stay with Carlinville, but the Cavaliers missed two point-blank looks. Carlinville has beaten Southwestern twice this year, once in the Litchfield tournament, then once in regular season play. On the right block to Tiemann, kicks to Bates in the right corner. Sydney, dribble drive, off to Griffith, lost the handle, got it right back, leaves for Wills, top of the key. Taylor works to the right wing, long bounce pass between the circles to Bates. Man-to-man defense for Southwestern. 45 seconds gone by opening quarter. Olroyd handles on the right wing, going to get a moving screen on Peyton Tiemann. It'll be Carlinville's first foul, first turnover, as Tiemann called for the moving screen. Cavies now setting up full court pressure. Tiemann will guard the inbounder. Into Novak, wraparound pass stolen by Olroyd, and she missed it off the short baseline. Rebound to Tiemann, missed it. Tiemann again, and she's fouled. But Carlinville has had four looks right at the front of the rim, and they won't go down. They will get the personal on Isabel Wolf. That's her first. Two turnovers for Southwestern here in the opening minute. Peyton Tiemann at the line. Her toss is short. The winner of this game will play for the championship. The next game we have for you, Staunton and Gillespie, could come down to free throw percentage if Staunton beats Gillespie. It'll then be a three-way tie with those two clubs in Bunker Hill as Tiemann knocks down the second toss. She gets one out of two. And Southwestern breaks the pressure into the front court with Gallagher. Cavaliers recover, and Southwestern will set up the half-court offense. Abby Burns into the ball game as she handles between the circles for Southwestern. She might have got away with the travel as she leaves for Wolf. Top of the key to Gallagher. On the wing to Burns. On the right block it goes to Weibel. Wraparound pass on the baseline. Top of the key, Novak, 4-3, got it. Good ball movement from Southwestern. Molly Novak, the recipient there, wide open, left side of the key. 3-1, Southwestern. This has been quite the rivalry in Macoupin County for a number of years. Here's Wills, baseline J, 18-footer, halfway down, kicked out, and the rebound down to Gallagher for Southwestern. Darren Deneath has a losing record against Steve Woolley, as most do, but he has actually won more games against Southwestern in his tenure than anyone in the South Central Conference. Steve Woolley and the Birds have been a tough nut to crack over the years. Shot is off the mark from Novak, and the rebound down to Carlinville. Here comes Olroyd into the front court. On the bounce pass, leaves for Bates. Wills on the right wing. Taylor Wills with the left hand. Picks up the dribble after one bounce. Now she needs some help. Olroyd will come and get the basketball. She drives baseline, gets past Novak to the lane. Missed the layup, and the rebound to the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Tiemann on the floor again. This time the arrow to Southwestern. That is the third time Peyton Tiemann has been first to the floor. Good effort and energy from Carlinville here to start. The problem is they are missing good looks at the front of the rim. Bates knocks that ball loose. Novak has her legs taken out. No whistle, and she gets it off to Wolf. Isabel comes up the sideline with a pass to Gallagher, then across the floor, thrown away, looking for Weibel. Third Southwestern turnover. 5:29 for the opening quarter. A 3-1 Piasaw Bird lead. Southwestern won four counties in a row from 89 to 92 and have won 11 of the last 20. They have owned this tournament. Here comes Olroyd. In the right corner it goes to Bates. On the block to Griffith. Kicks out to Wills. Taylor Wills shuffle their feet and travel. Southwestern had won five straight county titles starting in 2003, and then they fell short in 2008, and then they won two more in 09 and 010. That pass is tipped by Bates. She didn't locate it initially, and that will save possession for Southwestern out of bounds off of Sydney Bates. The last time the county was in this gym, Southwestern got upset on the opening day. That was the first year of pool play. Staunton went on to win it that year, beat North Mac in the final. That pass is tipped away from Gallagher. Another jump ball. Again, teaming to the floor. This time, Carthenville has the arrow. That's four hustle plays for Teeman. She's going to get a breather. And Sydney Kenya will check in. That's great effort and energy early for Peyton Teeman. Lexi Hall checking in for Southwestern, the 5'11 junior. She will replace Bailey Weibel. Here comes Olroyd. Looks like Southwestern's gone to a box and one potentially on Olroyd. Here's Wills in the right corner. Out on the right wing to Bates. In the corner to Kenya. Sydney Kenya will leave for Olroyd. It's Novak with the defense there. Pass tipped and stolen. Third, Carthenville turnover. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. A 3-1 Southwestern lead. Off a triple for Molly Novak. She will leave for Wolf. On the right wing it goes to Abby Burns. Dangerous cross-court pass stolen by Bates. Sydney will be slowed up in the front court. Down on the right block to Olroyd. Rachel will turn, face, turned away. Into the corner she goes. Now she'll fire a three. Left it a little short. And the rebound down to Southwestern. Quickly into the front court, Burns. Long pass to Novak in the right corner. Molly with the left-hand dribble brings it out near midcourt. She'll reset the Piasaw Bird offense. Bounce pass on the wing to Bailey Weibel. Top of the key to Wolf. On the left wing now to Novak. Back to Burns. Abby thought about popping the three. Instead, she puts it on the floor. Gets all the way underneath the rim. Kicks out to the foul line. Hall. Almost up. She did. Bank it in for Lexi Hall. I thought that was going to kick off the window a little strong, but it went down. 5-1 Southwestern. Good job by Abby Burns on the penetration to get that wide open look for Lexi Hall. Here's Wills in the right corner. Off to Kenya on the right wing. Sydney cut off the baseline. She will pass out to Bates. On the block, it goes to Griffith. In the corner to Kenya. Quick release, three, missed it. Rebound down to Abby Burns for Southwestern. Racing into the front court, picked up her dribble just in time as Taylor Wills was coming from behind to knock it loose. 3:05 first quarter, a 5-1 Southwestern lead. Carthenville has had some good looks at the basket but has not been able to put them home. Here's Wolf on the left wing. High post feed to Hall. Gets it back out to Novak. Molly Novak, 5'6 junior, with the left-hand handle. We'll leave it now for Weibel. Off to Burns. She's going to pop the three ball. Yes. Abby Burns has a three. The second triple of the quarter for Southwestern. The Burns out to an 8-1 lead. 2:40 for the opening quarter. Olroyd might have gone with the travel there. Griffith to Bates for a three. Missed it. Good block out down underneath by Abby Burns. And the rebound picked up off the floor by Lexi Hall. Novak now will slow it up in the backcourt. 2:20 for the first quarter. 8-1 Southwestern. That's eight unanswered for the Piasaw Birds. Southwestern on the road, greens trimmed in the yellow. Carthenville, the top seed in the home whites, trimmed in the blue and the red. Carthenville across the front of the home whites for the Cavies. Piasaw in yellow lettering across the front of the Birds road greens. Oh, Hall, a nice dump down to Weibel off the left block. It's good for Bailey. A 10-1 lead for Southwestern, 10 unanswered. Hard to beat a Steve Woolley coach team three times in a year. That's what Darrington Eve and Carthenville are attempting here tonight in this county semifinal. Here's Wills on the right wing. We'll leave for Bates. Sydney Bates, as looks like Southwestern, either in a box and one or a 2-3 zone. Ball is knocked away. It's going to be off of Carthenville, their fourth turnover. Corin Stewart, a 5'7 sophomore, in. Also, Lexi Eaglehoff will check in for the Cavies, and Steve Woolley wants a timeout. A minute 37 for the opening quarter. A quick start for Southwestern. They lead Carthenville 10-1. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. 90 seconds for the opening quarter here in this girls' semifinal at the Macoupin County Tournament. Southwestern leading 10-1. As Wolf takes a dribble handoff, keeps that pivot foot on the ground. Here's Burns, left wing three. This one's too strong. Rebound knocked away from Hall off of Carthenville's Griffith. And it will stay with Southwestern. Peyton Teeman hit a free throw, and then Southwestern has reeled off 10 unanswered. Threes from Burns and Novak. Two-point buckets from Weibel and Hall. Here is Weibel. Leaves it for Wolf in the right corner. Isabel Wolf back to Weibel, left side of the key. She puts it on the deck. A runner off the back rim. It drops down for Bailey Weibel. She has four. The lead is 11. Here comes Bates. Will leave for Sydney Kenya. In the corner to Bates. Back to Griffith now into the hands of Lexi Eaglehoff. Eaglehoff high above her head, leaves for Stewart on the left wing. Corin Stewart gets around her defender and a foul on Abby Burns. Abby's first, team's first. Southwestern turned it over four times in about the first 2 minutes. Since then, they've taken care of the basketball and surged to a 12-1 lead. Peyton Tiemann back on the floor for Carthenville. Natalie Kaganich, the 5'8 senior, into the action for the first time. Baseline trigger, Bates gets it into Kaganich. Top of the key it goes to Eaglehoff. She made about a 3-foot pass to Tiemann, who gets it right back to Lexi. Here's Bates, top of the key. She will work to the right corner, cut off there. Keeps the bounce alive, kicks it out. Kaganich for three, got it. Boy, did Carthenville need that in a big, big way. Natalie Kaganich buries the triple, makes it 12-4 Southwestern. Clock running, 18 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Novak, off to Weibel. Into the hands of Novak on the right wing. Top of the key to Burns. She'll fire the three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is off of Bates. It'll be Southwestern ball with 7.9 seconds for the first quarter. Baseline out of bounds. The Birds will station a player at each corner of the lane. Burns to trigger in off the left side of the lane. Burns gets it into Weibel in the left block. Spins middle. Nice move. Left it a little short. And then the rebound goes off of Carthenville's head out of bounds. It'll still be Southwestern ball. 4.1 seconds for the quarter, and they'll have it on their own baseline. They will line everybody up along the baseline. Burns will lob out to Novak with three. She recognizes she's to the foul line. A runner blocked by Bates, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes, it is the Southwestern Piasaw Birds 12, the Carthenville Cavaliers 4. This is a girls' semifinal at the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Southwestern leading by 8 after one quarter, and they get the basketball to start the second. That pass is tipped away and stolen as Lexi Hall was trying to feed the post to Corey Hopkins, who's just checked in. That will be the fifth Southwestern turnover. Olroyd to Kaganich, her three ball way short, and the rebound down to Southwestern on the air ball. Abby Burns has it underneath. She will leave for Hopkins, a 5'7 freshman. She will leave it back for Novak. Marley now will take her time coming into the front court. Left wing it goes to Abby Burns. Burns gets off on the right wing to Novak. Long bounce pass across to Wolf. Here's Isabel Wolf up top. Carthenville in man-to-man defense here. Hall on the right side of the key. It goes to Novak. 7 minutes for the first half. Novak on the attack. Oh, little hesitation. Bounce got past. Olroyd lays it up and in. Nice move. Molly Novak. She has five. And the Southwestern lead is 10. 14-4, 6:50 for the first half of play. Here's Olroyd. Step back. 18-footer. Left it short. Rebound is going to be off of Wolf. Out of bounds. Good hustle by Stewart to knock that ball off of Isabel Wolf. Sydney Bates back on the floor after a quick rest. Stewart will head out. Olroyd will throw in on her baseline. Black trim around the sideline and baseline here at North Mac with North Mac on both end lines. Down to Olroyd, blocked from behind by Hall, and as she comes down with it, she's out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 5 on Carthenville. They will set up the full court pressure. Novak is trapped, gets it off to Burns. She lost the handle on her knees, and we're going to get a timeout from Steve Woolley. 6:33 for the first half, Southwestern 14, Carthenville 4. This is the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Southwestern faces pressure. You can't break it any better than that. Hopkins off the window. It's good. Three passes, ball never touched the floor, and a layup on the other end. Sensational. 16-4, Southwestern. Olroyd for three, got it. Her first bucket, 16-7. Two triples so far for Carthenville. They're only two field goals. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com. As Novak blows by her defender, left-hand layup is good. That was too easy. We stream all our high school sporting events at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Lob pass down to Tiemann, missed another layup. It was contested, then she gets the offensive rebound and draws the foul. Peyton Tiemann has come to play tonight. They will get Corey Hopkins on the personal. She's had as much energy as anybody on either team on the floor tonight. Diving all over the place. Been a monster on the offensive boards. Left that free throw short. She's just one of three at the foul line. Jordan Hausman, a 5'8 junior, will check in, replacing Lexi Eaglehoff. Rowanville can cycle Cavies in and out. They are a deep squad this year. As Tiemann gets her second free throw and got that one. That will get Emma Griffith back into the ballgame and give Tiemann a breather. 5:47 for the first half. Staunton and Gillespie coming up next. If Gillespie wins, they're in the championship. If Staunton wins, it'll come down to free throw percentage between Staunton, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill. Birds in control early, leading by 10, 18-8 over top seeded Carlinville. Seeds are a yearly thing, but year after year, this has been Southwestern's tournament for a long, long time. They've won 16 of the county titles. That pass is stolen by Bates. Oh, she's fouled on the layup. Good hard foul that time from Novak as Bates hit the deck. Went up with the left-handed layup, and Molly made sure she would not get an and one. The turnover is number six on Southwestern. That will send Sydney Bates, the 5'6 senior, to the foul line. First of two tosses is off the heel, too strong. Carlinville just 2 of 5 from the foul line. They have no two-point field goals. Second toss, that one's short and off to the right, and Bates misses a pair. Rebound down to Southwestern. Here comes Abby Burns into the front court. Burns with the right hand, being checked by Olroyd in the Carlinville man-to-man. Bates, their top defender, locked in on Novak. Here's Burns out to Molly. She will step to the foul line and threw it away. She thought she had a teammate on the right wing. She did not. She had one in the right corner and then slipping down to the right block. That will be the seventh Southwestern turnover. Gets Bailey Weibel to the table. She will check in, replacing Hopkins. The soon-to-be Hall of Famer Steve Woolley. He'll be inducted into the IBCA Hall of Fame coming up this spring. Well-deserved for Coach Woolley. 4:50 first half. Carlinville down by 10. Here's Wills being hounded by Wolf. That pressure, Southwestern defense has been a staple over his Hall of Fame career. Nothing easy when you play Southwestern as Griffith called for steps out front as a result of that pressure. Turnover number 6 on the Cavies. Third meeting of the year between these South Central rivals. Carlinville won the first two. There's an Eve New coming in. It was going to be a uphill battle tonight, trying to beat Southwestern for the third time in the year. Down to Weibel. Lays for Hall. Elbow J, yes, for Lexi Hall. She has 4 points. Good ball movement from Southwestern. 20-8, Pius Allbirds lead. 4:20, first half. Here's Bates. On the left side of the key, we'll put it on the floor now. Southwestern in a matchup right now. Could be. Looks more like a zone piece as Bates on the attack. Tough move for Sydney Bates. Her first bucket tonight. Carlinville's first two-point field goal. 20-10 Southwestern. Halfway through the second quarter. Carlinville sitting back in a zone. Trying to pack in the paint. On the right wing to Burns. Abby Burns picks up the dribble after one bounce. And gets it off to Novak, top of the key. On the left wing to Wolf. On the baseline it goes. Dangerous pass went through Hall's hands right to Novak for three. Too strong. And now they'll get Lexi Hall coming over the back. First foul on Hall. Fourth team foul on Southwestern. 3:35 for quarter number two. First of four games tonight here on FM 106. Staunton and Gillespie next from the county live. And then two games from the Litchfield Invitational. Litchfield plays Roxanna in the ninth place bracket coming up at 9, and then Hillsborough and Lebanon in the fifth place bracket. That broadcast around 10:15 this evening. All the action streaming at WSMIRadio.com and, of course, right here on FM 106. In the right corner it goes to Rachel Olroyd. She will try the baseline, cut off nicely by Novak. She will pass out to Bates. Entry to the right block to Griffith. Off to Wills. Leaves it for Bates. 4-3. Left side of the key. Missed it off the heel. Offensive rebound to Griffith. Her putback is good. Hit a lot of the iron and drop down for Emma. Her first bucket. And Carlinville has the lead down to 8. 3 minutes for the first half. Here's Burns on the right wing. Up top to Molly Novak between the circles. On the right wing to Burns. She'll fire the triple. That one's too strong, and the rebound down to Bates, weak side. Sydney will put it on the floor, bring it into the front court herself. To the left wing, she will pull it up now. Attacks to the foul line, leads for Olroyd. Rachel being hounded by Molly Novak. On the baseline to Bates, down to Griffith. Kicks out the wheels, goes off of her foot. Oh, a dive for Griffith. Ball's jarred loose from her. Southwestern to the floor with Novak, and they come out with it. Seventh, Carlinville turnover. Again, great hustle on both sides. You would expect nothing different in a county semifinal. Up top to Burns. She'll try it again. This one's off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Griffith. She's tied up. And on the arrow, it will go with Carlinville. If the Cavies can get this to five or less, boy, they would feel real good about themselves. They have not played their best first half here tonight. They've had a number of just bunny type of looks and have not been able to get them to go. 2 minutes first half. Here's Bates, left side of the key. Here's Kenya on the right wing to Rachel Olroyd. She thought about the three. Instead, she drives baseline, gets past Novak. Good recovery by Molly, forces the miss. And now we're going to get a foul on Olroyd to reach in. Second team foul on Carlinville. And they will get Sydney Bates on the personal. That is her first. Minute 53 for the first half. Southwestern jumped out to a 12-4 lead after one. Led 14-4 and 18-8. It's now 20-12. 100 seconds first half. On the left wing to Isabel Wolf. Down to Hall. She's going to leave right side for Burns. Good recovery from Carlinville. Looked like Gabby was going to have an easy putback. Novak out beyond the volleyball spike line. Leaves it on the right wing for Burns. In the corner it goes to Weibel. Her pass to Novak is tipped into the backcourt. Molly will retrieve at her own foul line. Minute 15 for the first half. Novak comes back across midcourt now. On the right wing to Burns. Back up top to Novak. She will tuck it under her right arm now out near midcourt. Going to force Carlinville to come out and guard. Corin Stewart still not close enough for the five count. And it'll go on to Burns. Lazy pass almost stolen by Kenya. Back to Novak now. 53 seconds for the half. Bounce pass to Hall at the foul line. Oh, dumps it down to Weibel. She puts it home. They might have lulled Carlinville to sleep there. 22-12. That leaves Darren Deneve shaking his head. 40 seconds first half. Here's Bates on the attack. Kicks to Stewart for three. Can't get it. And the rebound is down to Southwestern. Off of Hall's hands. Picked up by Wolf. Half a minute first half. The Birds can hold for the final shot. Lead is 10. Carlinville needs a stop. Here's Burns. Top of the key. Will leave for Wolf with 15. Isabel comes top of the key. Spins on Olroyd. Leaves it for Weibel at the elbow. Bailey Weibel. Oh, had it jarred loose by Kenya. Eight, Southwestern turnover. Here comes Olroyd with five. Counter and the foul for Rachel Olroyd. Oh, what a huge sequence that is. As Southwestern could have held for the final shot. Instead, they turn it over, and Rachel Olroyd has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. That could get the lead down to seven. That'll be close enough to five from Carlinville's liking. The way this first half has gone. Eaglehoff and Wills return for the Cavies. Olroyd had two defenders on her, just muscled it up, got it to go, and drew the foul. Free throw for Olroyd is off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Southwestern with Burns with two. From beyond midcourt, good if it goes. It is short, a late contest from Olroyd. After one half, it is Southwestern 22. Carlinville 14. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament, a girls semifinal on WSMI. Coming up on February the 3rd, Carlinville post-prom will have Dancing with the Stars. It'll be at the high school gym. It will begin at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $10 for adults. K through 12th grade get in for $5. Those 4 and under will get in free. Advanced tickets can be bought at Body Depot, Coco Bongo, Bliss, and Gibble Home Services. You can also get your tickets at the door. That is the Carlinville post-prom event, Dancing with the Stars, February the 3rd, beginning at 7 o'clock. The Cavaliers are going to need a second-half rally here against the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. The Southwestern leads 22-14. And the Birds can be a tough, tough outfit when they have a lead after two quarters of play. We'll see if Carlinville can chip away. You usually don't get long, extended runs against a Steve Woolley coach team. We'll see if that holds true here in the second half. Carlinville and the home whites are the tournament's top seed, their last county title in 2015. Southwestern, the fourth seed in the road greens, their last county title in 2016. Of course, Mount Olive won it last year in their last year of existence on the girls' side. Here's Novak. Leaves it off for Burns. Also on the floor, you have Annie Gallagher, Bailey Weibel, and Isabel Wolf. And the Birds turn it over to start. Olroyd has it jarred loose by Weibel. Great hustle. It'll still be Carlinville ball, but Bailey Weibel prevented the layup on the runout. Cavies have Olroyd, Griffith, Bates, Eaglehoff, and Corn Stewart. Olroyd on the baseline looking. Dangerous pass. Had to get it out to the safety valve. It's tipped away by Wolf, but picked up off the floor by Carlinville. Bates and Griffith both dove to the deck. Here's Eaglehoff. Tried to make her move before she caught the ball. She gets it back, and then she's fouled by Abby Burns. Reaching on Burns. Team's first. Burns is second. Sideline trigger. This game has had all sorts of intensity. Carlinville just has struggled to make shots. And not like deep shots or contested shots, layups. Turnover. Eaglehoff's bounce pass was right at the feet of Griffith and turned over. Southwestern will throw in from the deep corner. They will face full court pressure. Burns gets it in underneath the hoop to Novak. Up the sideline, picks up the dribble. Long pass into the front court to Weibel. Bailey now will leave for Burns, back to Novak. Molly puts up four fingers on the left hand. She wants to work right side. Here comes Wolf off a screen, top of the key. Burns down the left block to Weibel, back to Novak. She puts it on the floor, cut off there. Carlinville looks like they are in man-to-man defense here to start the third quarter. Now out front with Novak near midcourt. She will leave for Wolf on the right side. Here's Gallagher, 15-footer, way too strong, and the rebound to the floor picked up by Sydney Bates. Here comes Olroyd. Head up the floor, surveying. Little hesitation dribble, gets to the right side, forces it up, and draws the foul. They'll get Gallagher. As Rachel Olroyd really taking the ball strong to the 10 here tonight. She will be to the foul line. She's 0-for-1 tonight. Carlinville down by 8. Two shots here for Rachel. Toss, good. Carlinville's going to need to be better from the foul line here in the second half. Just 2 of 6 in the first half. Southwestern has not attempted a foul shot here tonight. This to get the Cavies within 6. Left it short. Rebound to the floor. Then a foul on Olroyd coming over the back. Good block out of the foul shooter that time. I think it was Burns on the block out. That's why coaches always want you to block out that foul shooter. That'll be the first on Rachel Olroyd. First team foul. Gallagher out for Southwestern. As back on the floor is Lexi Hall. As Novak handles underneath, ball's deflected out. It'll stay with the Birds. 6:39 for the third quarter. Winner plays for the championship Saturday. We'll have girls and boys title coverage here on FM 106 live Saturday night. Stolen by Bates. Got it off to Eaglehoff on the fly. She missed two looks, and Southwestern dodged one there. Been that type of night so far for Carlinville. Haven't been keeping count. That's at least the fifth put-back type of bucket that Carlinville has not gotten to go. Down 7 are the Cavies. Birds have the basketball. Here's Wolf. Dangerous pass stolen. That had no chance of getting through. 10th Southwestern turnover. Here comes Stewart. Attacks. Oh, can't get the layup. Rebound to Griffith. Her follow won't go. My goodness gracious. 6 minutes for the third quarter. Carlinville getting the looks on the blocks. Can't get him to go. Burns out front. On the right wing. Will leave for Wolf, top of the key. On the left wing to Novak. Molly Novak picks up the dribble. Cross-court pass into the hands of Burns. Drives baseline. Floats it up and in. Good, strong take from Abby Burns. She has 5. Went right over the top of Emma Griffith. 24-15, Piasaw Birds lead. Here's Olroyd out front. Crosses over on Novak. Little hesitation dribble to the left baseline. Deflected away by Novak, but she's out of bounds when she came back in trying to save it. Substitutions for Carlinville, Peyton Tiemann, Sydney Kenya in. Griffith and Eaglehoff out. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 5:25 for the third quarter. Southwestern 24, Carlinville 15. This is a girls' semifinal at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Southwestern laid out of the huddle, but the refs waited for him. Olroyd on the baseline gets it into Bates. Sydney looking for Stewart on the curl layup off the bottom side of the rim, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Yet another look right at the front of the rim, not converted. This game doesn't turn around. That's going to keep Darren Deneve up all night long. 5:05 third quarter. Top of the key it goes to Lexi Hall between the circles on the left wing to Burns. Abby Burns has it poked away by Olroyd. Rachel knocked it loose again out near midcourt. She dives for it. We're going to get a jump ball with her and Burns, as Burns had a mean mug on her face there. The arrow will give it to Carlinville. Great hustle from Rachel Olroyd. That type of energy and effort is what will get Carlinville back in the game. That and making point-blank looks. They've missed six of them tonight. Down by nine. So you can do the math there. Here's Kenya, left side of the key to Houseman, and she shuffled her feet. That's an unforced turnover, number nine of the night on Carlinville. Can't have those types of mistakes against Southwestern. May not be the quote-unquote vintage Southwestern team, but folks, it's still Southwestern. 24-15, Birds leading with possession. Here's Novak on the right side of the key. Picked up the dribble, leaves for Lexi Hall. Hall will hand to Wolf, Isabel Wolf. Left wing to Burns. Abby will fire the three, missed it. Rebound is off of Southwestern. Kenya had good position there on Weibel. It'll be off of Bailey and belong to Carlinville. Staunton and Gillespie coming up next. We'll have it live here on FM 106. Gary Boker with the call. Big question in that game, what will be the status of Savannah Brune? She has not been the same player since severely rolling that ankle at the end of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Houseman almost traveled. Her pass out is tipped away. It'll stay with Carlinville. Southwestern fans wondering up and down there, but I think Houseman did keep her pivot foot on the ground. Bates in the deep corner on the sideline, looking. Gets it out to Olroyd near midcourt. High post to Tiemann, deflects it away. Peyton will get it right back to Olroyd. Halfway through the third quarter, Rachel crosses over, and a hand check on the Birds. Third team foul, and Molly Novak whistled for her second. Baseline trigger for Olroyd off the right side of the lane. Rachel needs to get it in, looking. 5 second count. Turnover number 10 on the Cavies. Now Carlinville going to set up with full court pressure. Tiemann to guard the inbounder. And it goes to Novak on the baseline. The sideline opens up and Molly will race into the front court. Crosses over to the middle of the floor now. She pulls it back and resets the offense. Nice job there by Molly Novak. Being guarded by Bates. Man-to-man right now for the Cavies. Out top with Burns. Being guarded by Olroyd. Burns puts it on the floor, works right side. Leaves it for Wolf, left wing now to Novak. Molly wanted to feed the post. It wasn't there. Dangerous cross-court pass tipped and stolen by Olroyd. You can see that coming. Rachel, a lot of contact, no whistle. And Houseman tracks the ball down in the right corner. Carlinville still has possession. Kenya for three, left it short. Offensive rebound to Tiemann, blocked by Hall. And that might be the old makeup call. Look clean. They'll get Lexi Hall with the whistle. Olroyd was absolutely fouled in her layup attempt. No whistle. And then Tiemann, maybe. She'll be at the free throw line. Toss, short. Carlinville not doing themselves any favors from the foul line. Missed free throws and missed layups. Haunting Carlinville here in this county semifinal. Taylor Wills has checked in, giving Bates a breather. Tiemann's second free throw rattled out. Been that type of night for Carlinville. They had a night not exactly like this in the Carlinville Holiday Tournament Championship. It was a low-scoring affair, but tonight they just can't make a layup or a free throw. It's crushing them. Novak for three, halfway down, kicked out. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Abby Burns. Olroyd almost snuck in from behind and got it loose. Burns saw it at the last moment and leaves for Novak out front. Here's Novak off to Weibel. Corey Hopkins has checked in. They tried to feed the post to her and turned it over. 13th Southwestern turnover. Carthenville hanging around. Bad pass, and it's going to be tied up. Weibel and Tiemann with the tie-up. The arrow will give it to Southwestern. Oldroyd that time just led Tiemann a little bit too much on the post-entry pass. Griffith and Kaganich back for the Cavs. Tiemann and Kania out. And we're going to get a timeout from Southwestern. 2 minutes, 43 seconds for the third quarter. The Piasau Birds, 24. The Carthenville Cavaliers, 15. This is a girls' semifinal from the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the timeout, Southwestern facing full court pressure. They almost turned it over in the backcourt, and now Burns will spin her way into the front court. She turns the corner left side. Over three defenders, left it short, and will get a jump ball. Griffith and Hopkins, this time the arrow to Carthenville. Carthenville and Southwestern, and it's been a heck of a rivalry. Whoa, we'll call it 12 years, really, ever since Darren Deneve arrived on the scene at Carthenville. This is his 12th year. They have had some battles over that period. Here's Griffith. Oh, she traveled. She caught the ball, thought about attacking the rim, then decided to shoot. The problem was she shuffled her feet while making the decision. 11th Carthenville turnover. Oldroyd will get a breather, as will Wills. Bates is right back in, makes her presence felt as she slaps that ball out of bounds. Bates, Stewart, Kaganich, Houseman, and Griffith on the floor right now for Carthenville. The Birds of Piasau have Burns, Novak, Wolf, Weibel, and Hopkins. That ball deflected out, and Southwestern will throw in again. The Carthenville defense has been fine tonight. It's been the free throws and the quote-unquote layups that have been their problem. In it goes to Wolf. She's trapped immediately, deflected away by Stewart, and Southwestern will trigger it in again. This time from the sideline, about 15 feet from the baseline. Burns gets it in right to Weibel. Back to Burns. Abby Burns now across the floor to Novak. She will pull it back, now come across the timeline. Bates waiting for her there. Novak will hand to Wolf. Right side of the key to Weibel. Bailey Weibel leaves for Hopkins. Corey Hopkins checked by Griffith. And what do we have? A foul away from the ball that's going on Southwestern. They are going to say Bailey Weibel used the arm to create space. Lexi Eaglehoff will check in. Jordan Houseman will head to the Carthenville bench. Carthenville has just 1 point in the quarter, but Southwestern has just two. Here's Bates. Oh, Griffith all alone. She puts that one home off the great find. And for Emma Griffith, she has 4 points. Give the assist to Sydney Bates. The lead is down to 7. This is as close as Carthenville has been in quite a while. On the right wing, Novak. Burns thought about the three. Nice little head fake. Got her defender in the air. And then her outlet pass almost thrown away. But Novak tracks it down on the sideline. Panthers in big black block lettering on the far side of the floor. Novak picked it up right on the S. Over the shoulder pass to Weibel, tied up by Eaglehoff. The arrow keeps it with Southwestern. Good defense from Lexi Eaglehoff. Sydney Kania returns for Carthenville. Kaganich out. And for Southwestern's, Hopkins off the floor as Lexi Hall returns. Baseline trigger, Burns. Tried to find a slashing Novak, deflected away by Griffith. It'll be out of bounds and stay with the Piasau Birds. 66 seconds for quarter number three. Burns will slap the ball. The Birds go into motion. Lobs it out to Wolf, left wing. Isabel brings it back between the circles now, picks up the dribble, and will hand to Novak. Bates, in her guarding position, will look to keep Novak in front. She leaves it for Hall, off to Weibel. Back to Novak now in the left wing. 50 seconds for the quarter. Up top to Abby Burns. Southwestern tried to run a bunch of clock at the end of the first quarter, ended up turning it over. 40 seconds for the third. Here's Wolf on the right wing. Picked up the dribble. Back to Hall. Dangerous pass. Griffith just about a half step away from having the steal. Into the hands of Burns. Half a minute for the third quarter. A 24-17 Southwestern lead. They trailed 1-0. Haven't trailed since. Post feed, high post feed to Weibel. She will turn, face, and draws the foul on Kania. First on Sydney Kenya, third team foul of the half. Southwestern's been whistled for five fouls here in the third quarter. Peyton Thiemann at the table. She'll check in for the Cavvies, as will Rachel Olroyd, after this first free throw from Bailey Weibel. Free throw is short. First free throw of the night for Southwestern. Where's the other participant in the championship game? It might come down to free throw percentage. If Staunton beats Gillespie tonight, that's what we'll have. Staunton, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill would all be 1-1. The team with the best team free throw percentage would play for the title. If Gillespie wins, none of that matters. Free throw good for Weibel. She now has 7 for the game. 25-17, Southwestern leads. 15 seconds of the third quarter. Here comes Olroyd on the right wing. Rachel, she's tied up. The arrow, though, keeps it with Carthenville. 7.5 seconds for the third quarter. Off to the table goes Sydney Bates. She will check back in, replacing Olroyd. In the front court on the sideline, Carthenville will throw in. Off to Corin Stewart. 5 seconds for the quarter. She will lead for Bates with 3. Got to get it up. A runner from 12 off the rim rattles out. And after 3 quarters, it is Southwestern 25, Carthenville 17. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. We're back with the money quarter following these messages. The first quarter is the difference right now. Southwestern outscored Carthenville by 8. They've played even through the middle 2 quarters. Birds get the basketball to start the money quarter. Here's Burns. Thought about the top of the key 3. Instead, she will leave it on the right wing for Josie Bullion, who's checked in, a 5'6 freshman, her first appearance of the night. She will have it out on the right wing. Bounce pass left side to Lexi Hall. Into the hands of Burns, just inside the line. Drives, rejected by Kenya. She did a good job to go straight up, and then as she dives for it, it's off of Sydney, out of bounds. It'll stay with Carthenville, and we have a Piasaw Bird player face down on the floor in some pain. It is Molly Novak. She's to her feet now. She'll put her face into her jersey. Kind of flexes that right knee a little bit. She's going to stay in the ball game. Kenya might have just fallen on top of her there. Burns on the baseline. Gets it into Hall. Right back to Abby Burns. Burns being guarded by Olroyd in the Carthenville man-to-man. Up top to Bullion on the left wing now to Novak. 7:15 for the ball game. And after Carthenville got a 1-0 lead, Southwestern then had 10 unanswered. Led 14-4 at one point. It's now 25-17 as the Birds called for steps out front, their 14th turnover. Carthenville has missed 7 foul shots and missed at least 6 point-blank looks. They're down by 8. They have left a lot of points on the floor tonight. And trying to beat a hard-nosed program like Southwestern, you can ill afford that. Here's Thiemann, hard of the lane, off the window, way too strong. Followed or missed, got it back, and drew the foul. Peyton Thiemann has had a nice ball game tonight. She's only scored 2 points, but man, she's been all over the floor with good hustle and energy. She will have 2 free throws here on the 6th team foul for Southwestern. Team is 2 of 6, make it 3 of 7 at the foul line. And if you're Carthenville, it doesn't really matter what you did through the first 3 quarters. If you can find a way to lock it down here in the 4th quarter, you can make it all go away. Tall order, though. Uphill battle, to say the least. Team in 2nd free throw, left it short. Rebound is to the floor, off of Hall's knee. Olroyd with a dive, has it out near midcourt, that is picked up by Bullion. She has a leak out, layup is good. Carthenville dove for the ball at midcourt. It squirted out, and Bullion was the only player around. She got the easy bucket. 27-18 Birds. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Olroyd. She'll pop the 3. Got it. Oh, my goodness. Did Carthenville need that? 9 for Rachel Olroyd. The lead is down to 6. This is as close as Carthenville has been since the first quarter. Bates' defensive intensity is high level right now. She's all over Novak. Molly turns a corner. Sydney stays right with her. Novak can't get the layup. Good contest by Bates. Rebound to Thiemann, and she's called for steps. Give credit to Weibel there. She came in and bothered Thiemann and forced the shuffling of the feet. Payton out. Taylor Wills back in for Carthenville. Lexi Eaglehoff on the floor with Olroyd, Bates, and Wills. And a timeout taken by Steve Woolley before the five-second count. 6:08 for the ball game. Carthenville hanging around. Southwestern 27, Carthenville 21. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages. Following the timeout, Birds have it in play, leading by six. 6 minutes for the ball game. Winner plays with the county title Saturday night, 6:30. We'll have it live right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Out front with Wolf. Carlin has only been called for three fouls here in the half. That goes through the legs of Weibel out near midcourt, and we're going to get a pushing foul on Taylor Wills. Weibel, she got pushed. She got it off to Wolf, and then Wills came in and made contact with Isabel. It'll be the fourth team foul of the half, first on Taylor Wills. Sideline trigger. Burns gets it into Lexi Hall. Right back to Burns. The layup is good. Oh, that's a great out-of-bounds design there from the Hall of Famer Steve Woolley. 29-21 Southwestern. 5:35 for the ball game. Boy, when you can steal buckets like that in a game like this, that is huge. After Carlinville had some momentum. Here's Eaglehoff at the foul line, spinning, cut off, picked up the dribble, bounce past the Wills, and she traveled. 13 Carthenville turnovers. That was a big sequence right there after the Cavies had it down to six and had some momentum. Great out-of-bounds bucket and then a travel. No, now Olroyd rips it away from Wolf. The layup is good. She just took it right out of her hands. Turnover number 15. The lead for Southwestern back to six. Burns turns the corner again. Good defense from Wills to go straight up. Eaglehoff tracks it down in the backcourt. Dangerous pass. Got it off to Olroyd. Now a reach-in foul on Southwestern. That was a really dangerous pass from Lexi Eaglehoff. She was just looking to get rid of the basketball. She bounced it, led Olroyd by about 5 feet, and Rachel was able to track it down amongst three green shirts. Corin Stewart will check in, replacing Eaglehoff. That foul is the seventh and puts Southwestern over the limit. Second personal on Isabel Wolf. Rachel Olroyd to the foul line. She is one of three at the stripe tonight. Big tosses here. She can get Carlinville closer than they've been since the first quarter. Toss is short. She missed the front end, and now Bates comes over the back. And that feels like two misses when you miss the front end with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Fourth team foul. Check that. Fifth team foul on Carthenville. Second personal on Bates. Here comes the full court pressure. Can Southwestern take care of the ball down the stretch? Novak being hounded in the backcourt by Bates. With the spin, she comes into the front court. Molly Novak, another spin. Back between the circles. Bounce pass. High post to Weibel. Back to Novak. She's going to stop and pop from the left elbow. That might have been partially deflected. Then it goes off of Burns out of bounds. It'll be Carthenville ball. Not the best shot there for the Pinesaw Birds, up six. Another chance for Carthenville to cut into this lead. Here's Stewart on the right wing. Corin Stewart will hand to Rachel Olroyd. Olroyd, one of the post feed to Griffith, wasn't there. Cross court past the Wills. Here's Taylor. Bounce past the Bates, right side of the key. That ball is knocked loose. A reach-in foul on Southwestern. That's going to send Sydney Bates to the free throw line for the one and bonus. Third personal on Isabel Wolf. Very important free throws now. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss, good. Sydney Bates calmly knocks down the first toss. That gets Carthenville within five. Been a long time since they were this close. Can Bates get it down to four? Nope, left it short. Rebound to the Pinesaw Birds. Abby Burns up the near sideline. She'll spin back middle. Taylor Wills staying right with her. Burns with the left-hand handle will hand it off now to Mallory Novak. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. Girls semifinal, winner into the championship on Saturday night. Southwestern's won 16 county titles, Carthenville 8. No two girls teams in the county have won more championships. Here is Bates out front with the defense on Novak. 3:50 for the ball game. Mallory handling out near that volleyball spike line. Boy, Southwestern goes into stall mode here. That could be very interesting. A lot of time on the clock, and Novak throws it away. 16th turnover. Here comes Olroyd. Oh, nice little Euro step. Missed the layup. Rebound down to Bate. She hits the deck. No whistle. And what do we have? Southwestern has the ball. They're going to keep the ball. Did they call? What did they call? Bates is slow to get up. She's on her feet. Carlinville has the arrow. I don't think they called a jump ball. Called travel. Okay. Called travel. 14th Cavvy turnover. 3.5 minutes for the game. Full court pressure for Carlinville. It's given Southwestern some trouble here in the second half. As Novak comes back into inbounds, and they cannot do that. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Burns took it out, and then Novak came out of bounds. She was going to inbound, and that is a violation. 17th turnover. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. 29-24. Carlinville has it on the baseline in the front court, and it goes to Griffith. Off to Kenya. Back to Olroyd. Corner three, wave it off. She got it to go, but we've got a moving screen on Emma Griffith. Oh, boy. Take the three off the board. Emma Griffith whistled for a moving screen. 15th turnover. Olroyd's three was short, bounced up high, and dropped in. Does not count. Sixth team foul on Carlinville. Burns gets it in the near corner to Hall. Now Abby in some trouble. Tried to bounce it off of Wills. Missed Wills' leg, but Isabel Wolf comes back and picks up the basketball. Gets it off to Novak. The Birds being hounded in the backcourt. That's a 10-second count. Turnover number 18. The pressure for Carlinville has turned this game around and got him right back into the ballgame. Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 3:15 to play. What a game. Southwestern 29, Carlinville 24. We'll come back to this girls' semifinal at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Cavvies have the ball down 5. Olroyd on the baseline turned it over. Good defense there from Novak as Olroyd tried to spin away from the baseline. As she did, the ball bounces off the end line for turnover number 16. 3:09 to play in the game. Southwestern clinging to a 5-point lead. Burns looking, throws it middle of the floor to Novak. Ball is jarred loose, picked up by Griffith. Another Southwestern turnover. Here's Wills. Olroyd on the left wing. Fires the three, left it short. Rebound to Stewart. Put back won't go. And the rebound out of bounds off of Griffith. It'll be Southwestern ball. Another point blank look that would not go for Carlinville, but right now they have the momentum. They have Southwestern. I won't say rattled, but the Birds have a lot of turnovers here against this pressure. And it goes to Wolf. Back to Byrne. She will race into the front court. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Southwestern. 2:49 to play. Cavvies have had a number of opportunities down 5 or 6, but have not been able to close the gap any tighter. Sideline trigger into Hall. Lexi thought about firing a 17-footer, wisely decides against it, and leaves it off for Weibel. Back to Novak near midcourt. Clock running, 2:35 for the ball game. Novak out front being guarded by Bates. That's a 5-second count. Turnover number 20 on Southwestern. Sydney Bates is as locked down a defender as you're going to find in the area. She is sensational, and she's been big here tonight. 2.5 for the ball game. Here's Stewart on the left wing. Kenya wants the three. She can't get it. Rebound down to Lexi Hall. Great rebound by Hall. 2:20 to play. Here comes Burns, forcing the issue into the front court. She will pull it out now on the sideline, and a foul on Olroyd. That's her second, team seventh, and that will put Southwestern to the foul line. 2:15 to play. Will just be Southwestern's third free throw of the ball game. Carlinville is just 4 out of 15 from the line tonight. Ouch. Free throw for Burns is good. 8 points for Abby Burns. That makes it a 6-point lead for Southwestern. Southwestern doesn't have anybody in around the lane to rebound. Just Burns and four Cabby. Second toss is off the heel, too strong. And the rebound down to Bates. A must-point possession here for Carthenville. Doesn't have to be a three. They just need points of some kind. Stewart had trouble with it. It's knocked loose, and it'll stay with the Cavies. Carthenville fortunate there. Stay tuned. Staunton and Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. And then two games from the Litchfield Invitational. A tournament quadruple header here tonight on FM 106. Bates gets it in underneath. Knocked out by Hall. It'll stay with the Cavies. They'll come to the other side of the lane to trigger in. 2:03 to play. A 6-point lead for Southwestern. And it goes to Emma Griffith. Off to Stewart. Corin Stewart will leave for Kenya. Sydney thought about the three. Instead, Bates on the right wing. Sydney Bates gets into the heart of the lane. Kicks to Kenya. 4-3. Can she get it? No. Short. And the rebound is tipped around by Bates. Goes to Olroy. Rachel attacks the rim and draws the foul with a minute 45 to play as Rachel hits the floor hard. This game has not been for the faint of heart on the inside. That will be the fifth foul on Lexi Hall. 19th foul. Still one in bonus, although it'll be two free throws for Olroy as she was fouled on the shot. Wills in, Kenya out for Carthenville. Rachel Olroy, just 1 of 4 at the line. Huge free throw here. Short. Missed free throws may very well be Carthenville's undoing tonight, along with those missed point-blank looks in the first. Most of them came in the first half. They've had a couple here in the second half. And Olroy missed them both, left them both short. Two big misses there. 100 seconds for the game. Here's Burns on the right wing. Gets past Stewart, leaves it down for Gallagher. Had trouble with the catch. Gets it to Wolf. She attacks and draws the foul. Good strong take again from Isabel Wolf. 92 seconds for the game. Staunton and Gillespie next. Two good rivalry matchups here in the county semifinals. Staunton and Gillespie, no matter the sport, don't care for each other, none too much. Of course, the girls' team got in a fight at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament about 5 years ago. Free throw good for Isabel Wolf. Her first point of the night. Kaganich is in, Wills is out. Staunton and Gillespie both waiting in the wings, both checking out. The close of this game as Wolf airballs that free throw. It'll be out of bounds to Carthenville. A 7-point lead for Southwestern, 92 seconds to play. Carthenville going to need a miracle here in North Mac. Olroy picked up the dribble in the corner. It goes to Kaganich. Downloader Griffith blocked and fouled. Free throws for Emma Griffith. Emma has 4 points tonight. It will be her first trip to the free throw line. Tiemann and Wills to the table. They will check in after this first free throw from Emma Griffith. Toss is good. Emma has 5. A minute 22 for the game. Kaganich out, Wills in. Tiemann will check in for Griffith, the shooter, if she can put home this toss. This will get Carthenville to within 5. I think Darren Deneve is going to want a timeout. If they make this free throw, it rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Southwestern. 80 seconds for the game. A 6-point lead for the Piasaw Birds. They have the basketball. Into the front court comes Mallory Novak. Feeds it down to Wolf. If Southwestern takes care of the ball and makes their free throws, they will be tough to catch in the final 65 seconds. Novak, dangerous pass, turned it over. Here comes Sydney Bates. She goes down the lane, missed the layup. Rebound to Griffith, will get a jump ball, and the Cavies have it on the arrow. That layup was contested, but another good look that Carthenville couldn't convert. Tiemann now in, Griffith out. And I think Darren Deneve is going to want a timeout. 56 and a half seconds for the county semifinal. Southwestern 31, Carthenville 25. We'll come back with the finish following these messages on WSMI. Steve Joyce in the building. He's going to take in the Gillespie-Staunton game and watch his granddaughter, Keaton Link, coming up in the next semifinal here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Baseline trigger for the Cavies, down 6. Down low to Olroyd. Makes the catch, blocked from behind. It'll be off of Olroyd, out of bounds. It is Southwestern basketball, just 51 seconds to play. Great defense on the inside. I think it was Bailey Weibel who got the block. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 51 seconds for the ball game. Southwestern in a good spot. They lead 31-25. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Our first semifinal going into the final minute. Game still in doubt. Southwestern in the better spot, though. They're up six with the ball. Staunton and Gillespie next here on FM 106. Burns looking, gets it in underneath the hoop into the hands of Riley Smith. She gets through the Carlinville defense, races into the front court, clock running. Smith will pull it back. Carlinville going to go for the steal, then have to give the foul. Burns handling out front, gets away from Olroyd, and Bates, are they going to call over the back or a pushing foul? Surely a pushing foul. Yes. As Bates just bodied her right into the back court. Third on Sydney Bates. Ninth team foul, still one in bonus for Southwestern. Big toss here to make it a three-possession game. Kenya and Griffith in, Wills and teaming out for Carlinville. Huge toss here for the 5'3 junior, Abby Burns. She's one of two at the line tonight. Southwestern three of six as a team. Toss is good. Big free throw for Abby Burns. She has nine for the game. More importantly, makes it a seven-point lead with just 35.1 to play. Second free throw for Burns. 35.1 for the game. Toss is no good. That thing was halfway down and kicked out. Here comes Bates. Carlinville's got to go in a hurry now. In the corner to Stewart. Left wing. She will drive baseline and a push on Southwestern will stop the clock with 25.7 to play. They will get Burns on the personal. 10th team foul. Double bonus for Carlinville. Stewart has not scored tonight. Got to have both these free throws. First, good. Pure for the lefty. Wills in, Kenya out for the Cavies. Lexi Eaglehoff waiting at the table. She'll check in for Stewart if Korn makes this second toss. Stewart lets it go, and the toss is no good. Rebound down to Southwestern. Now the Cavies got a foul, and foul in a hurry. And the timeout taken by Steve Woolley as Burns was being hounded in the backcourt. 19.4 seconds for the county semifinal. Southwestern 32, Carlinville 26. We'll come back to North Mac High in the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at North Mac High for the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Winner plays for the championship on Saturday. Southwestern leading 32-26. That's Carlinville in a very tough spot now. They need a quick steal. In it goes to Novak. She will pull it up. Olroyd tried to give the foul. The refs didn't call it, and now they will. As Novak winds up on the ground, then Bates will come and show good sportsmanship and help her up. 14.9 for the game. Chance for Southwestern to ice it at the foul line. As Steve Woolley says something to Molly Novak, his 5'6 junior leader. Still talking to her. Pats her on the shoulder, says, you got it. No green shirts joining Novak around the foul line. She's all by herself with three Carlinville players. Free throw. Missed it. She'll get a second. Time's a factor, though, just 14.9 to play. Chance for Novak to make it a three-possession game and essentially put it on ice. She has 7 points tonight. Toss is no good. She missed them both. Carlinville's got to go quickly. Bates into the front court with 10. off to Kenya. Can't hang around. Pass to Allroyd. She's got to let it fly with five. Banked it in. And Carlinville has a timeout left, and they will use it. Darren wants a little more time. It says 3.6. I don't know if they're going to give him more time or not. Allroyd banked in the three. She has 14. It's 32-29. 3.6 seconds for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the county semifinal at North Mac High following these two messages. Carlinville has the lead down to three, just 3.6 seconds to play. The Cavvies are just 7 of 21 from the free throw line tonight. 7 of 21 in the game. They trail by three. That doesn't even factor in the point blank looks they missed. That totals at least 6 or 7. Burns gets it. Oh, stolen. Knocked away by Allroyd. Clock running, and that's how the game is going to end. The bodies on the floor. The ball jarred loose, and Carlinville, they got what they wanted. They got the ball loose. It looked like Allroyd was going to be able to pick it up and have a desperation look at it. But Southwestern comes in and knocks it loose, and the game ends with a rugby scrum on the floor. What a county semifinal here tonight. Southwestern will play for the championship as they get their record to 10-10, and they will have a chance for county title number 17 coming up on Saturday night. A lot of missed opportunities for Carlinville in this ball game as the Birds win it 32-29. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament following these messages on WSMI.